Good morning. We're continuing with the halachas of sukkah, and the Shmuel go through a few points over here. The sukkah, the halacha is to be kosher. It does not need to be made by a Jew. It can even be put together, and the schaaf put on by a non-Jew who's not chayiv in the mitzvah, by a woman who's not chayiv in the mitzvah, as long as it's put there for the purpose of sale, like we mentioned before. A sukkah has to be over under the Aver HaShemayim. It has to be the roof which is over your head is the skach, and above that there is the sky. If it's going to be under a roof, so it's not going to be kosher. So the person who builds a sukkah inside of his house and he has a roof which is above it, obviously the roof has to be open. If when he builds a sukkah originally and puts the skach on, the roof is closed, at that point in time, the sukkah is not kosher. Later on, he opens the roof. He's not doing an act in the schach. He's doing an act of opening the roof that might get involved, and this is a machloikis, whether it gets involved in the rule of tasa v'lamina osui. So a person should try and avoid that situation. A more common situation for most people is a case where the sukkah will be under a tree. So the branches of the tree, which since even though they're gedulei karka, they're still attached to the tree, so those branches are going to be posel for schach. So you have over your head not just the schach of the sukkah, but also these branches of the tree, which are posel. So you're not sitting under the schach, but you're sitting under the schach plus the branches of the tree. So that's not acceptable. If the branches of the tree are minimal, and the sikhuk that you have is a lot, so even the areas which maybe are being covered over by the branches of the tree, even if those areas would not be acceptable, you still have a situation of tzeltsa merubim mechamsa, that the majority of the sukkah is covered with kosher schach. We look at the places where the branches of the tree are over the schach, as if that schach is possible. But even if you remove those spots, you still have a situation of tzeltsa meruba, so your sukkah is kosher. If, however, those spots are considered as if you don't have a valid schach, you now have a sukkah which is not covered properly. It's going to be chamsa meruba, so then your sukkah would be possible. Sometimes you might have a situation where the tree is only shattering over one side of the sukkah, and the rest of the sukkah is fine. So if that schach is posel, because it's being overshadowed by the tree, you cannot sit in that spot. And furthermore, you might have a situation of, it's if you don't have that wall, if the hole, or that corner. That corner is, if there's not, it's what you have is schach posel, and therefore the defanas are not connecting directly to the schach. There is a din of doifen akuma, so you don't lose the corner totally, as long as you have doifen akuma. Doifen akuma allows the schach posel to connect the wall to the schach kosher, as long as the gap is less than 4 amos, which is 6 feet. So, let's say you have something over the schach, which is posel, but there's a lot of space in between. So you build your sukkah in Eretz Yisrael, maybe it's a common issue, under clotheslines. So your upstairs neighbor has clotheslines, and you build your sukkah underneath that. Now the clotheslines are very small, each one is very thin, but let's say they're within 3 tefachim of each other. So you have a din of love. So we should argue that the clotheslines are love to each other. We said love is as if it's closed. So it's like that whole area is covered now with these clotheslines, which are not kosher for schach. And that's shadowing over your schach, over your sukkah. So is that a problem? Do we say the din of lavud lahachmir as if that area is closed and now your sukkah beneath is a problem? So the Bach held that was a problem, but the Mishmura comes out, l'hakol, we do not say lavud l'hachmer in that situation, and your sukkah is kosher. If you would have a second layer, 2 layers of sikhuch, one above the other, is that there's not all placed at the same level, and you actually have 2 layers, as long as the gap between the two is not 10 tefachim, so then it's not a problem. Let's say your sukkah gets covered with snow. or Yisukah gets covered with ice, there's an ice rain, and Yisukah is covered, so that's not so common in our area, but in the colder climates, it's possible for to snow during Sukkahs. So the snow on top of the schach is not a problem, is not considered significant, and therefore the Sukkah would still be kosher. Let's say it's raining, and you want to cover your schach with some type of a tarp to prevent the rain from coming in. So at that point in time, Luchara, you're sitting under the schach plus this tarp, which is on top of it. It's waterproof, so it's not raining in, so great, so I can stay in the sukkah. But I'm sitting under, not schach, but under this tarp. Or do we argue that the tarp, since it's directly on the schach, maybe should become a bottle, it's there to keep your schach dry, etc. It's there to be mishamish the schach. Maybe it should become bottle to the schach. So this is actually a machloikis, if you can say a bittel like that. And if that would be true, that you can say a bittel, you could actually sit in the sukkah in that situation. So, because it's machloikis, a person cannot make a bracha in that situation, but there's a good argument that a person should stay in the sukkah, the Mishnah Berurah points out, under the circumstances, because it could be, according to one opinion, he's fulfilling the mitzvah. Okay, that's the areas we want to cover in the halachas of sukkah. That's why we will move on to the halachas of Ataras Nedarim and cover a few points about Ataras Nedarim, which will be relevant for Erev Rosh Hashanah. And a person did not do it Erev Rosh Hashanah, he could continue to do it all the way until Yom Kippur or afterwards if necessary. So we will talk about some of the halachas of Ataras Nedarim. Have a good morning. Have a good day.